Now let's talk about another contested situation here on the record. The recount of presidential votes starts this week in Wisconsin, where Donald Trump won by only 22,000 votes. The recount request came not from Hillary Clinton, but from the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, although the Clinton campaign says it will participate. Wisconsin Public Radio reporter Chuck Kornbach's been following it. Hi, Chuck.
Good afternoon.
Wisconsin's had some practice at statewide recounts. You did it for a judge's race a few years ago. What kind of task is this?
Well, it's very large in some counties and smaller in others, but it's coming at a time of year when the counties are 72 in Wisconsin. Counties are trying to get property tax bills out and deal with other local government concerns. And I've been talking with some clerks today that are planning a very busy 2 weeks starting on December 1st.
2 weeks. Yes, that's the deadline. First of all, let's talk about what the recount request is about. Is Jill Stein alleging some kind of fraud?
Well, she claims that the voting machines used in Wisconsin and elsewhere were subject to potential hacking or malware put in that would affect the accuracy of the count. She says she's not, she and her local people in Wisconsin are saying it's not about helping Hillary Clinton. It's about assuring the integrity of the voting process. And she raised, you know, quickly raised $5-7 million to pursue this in Wisconsin and potentially, it seems now, in Michigan and Pennsylvania.
Stein requested that this recount be done by hand, but Wisconsin denied that request. Why?
Well, right now it's going to be up to the county, but stay tuned. Ms. Stein and her supporters have gone to court in Dane County, Madison, the area this afternoon. In response to this morning, the Wisconsin Election Commission leaving it up to the counties. The counties said, listen, the vote margin is 22,000. Things might change a little bit, but not going to change dramatically. They think that the system works well. The Selection Commission, which is made up of Democrats and Republicans, say that the process works pretty well. They're open to some scrutiny, of course, but they're saying leave it up to the county. And now, in this afternoon, I just spoke with the Milwaukee County Clerk, Joe Zarneski, who says, we're going by machine recount, just putting the ballot back in the machine and let the ballot in this optical reader machine, letting the machine recount it. He says the machines work well and that it's potentially more accurate than a hand recount, which involves one person reading how the ballot looks and other people recording what the ballot said and then trying to tabulate all that. I also talked to the clerk in Jefferson County, a smaller county west of Milwaukee, between Milwaukee in Madison, only 43,000 votes there. The clerk there said, we're going to go by hand. That's what the petitioner wanted, and we think we can bring together enough people. But again, they've only got 43,000 to count. Milwaukee County, several hundred thousand ballots to relook at.
Right. Now, Hillary Clinton's campaign says, we didn't ask for this recount, but we'll participate. What's the difference?
Well, they're going to – apparently they want legal representation. I don't know if they're going to be sitting in the court if there's a hearing today on the Green Party's petition for a hand recount. But I think they're going to have people, observers in at least some of the counties watching how things are going. And if there are legal issues raised, they're talking about, as I say, having legal representation to jump in. I think it's probably correct. I know at least one Democrat who gave money to the Green Party effort. The presumption is that many Democrats sent in money because they wanted to look at this these numbers.
You mentioned the deadline being about 2 weeks away, December 13th. Will the Wisconsin recount be finished by then?
Well, the two clerks I spoke with today said it's going to be difficult, arduous. They're talking about working six-day weeks, 12-hour days, having their teams bringing in Milwaukee County clerks from the 19 municipalities, poll watchers that have worked, poll precinct captains and so on. People will get paid, and that helps contribute to the cost. Milwaukee County's cost tentatively in the hundreds of thousand dollars. Jefferson County, the smaller county, more than $100,000. So there will be pay for these people, but they're going to have to work awfully hard for whatever they get. And the December 13th deadline seems pretty firm. It's against a federal law requiring the recounts in presidential races to be wrapped up within 35 days of the election. That would peg it for December 13th. Conceivably, lawyers could go to court and alter that a bit. But right now, it's supposed to be done by the 13th.
What would happen if on December 19th, that's when the Electoral College, the states meet to cast their votes? Could they cast their votes for Trump if there's still an ongoing recount happening?
Well, it seems odd, but apparently the case is that the missing that deadline could put Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes up for grabs. I'm sure lawyers for the state, for the Trump campaign and others, would go to court to try to extend the deadline or make exceptions and so on. But that's the threat that's supposedly out there.
Amazing. And this will be repeated potentially in other states. We've been talking with reporter Chuck Kornbach from Wisconsin Public Radio. Chuck, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
President-elect Donald Trump is back to meeting with potential members of his upcoming administration today after this holiday weekend dominated by his criticizing this recount effort. And we're talking about Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan. Trump went on a 12-hour Twitter offensive in which not only did he say it was sad that the Clinton campaign is participating, but Trump also made claims that millions of votes were cast illegally, claims for which he offered no evidence. This is The Record on KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.